Today our topic is standing in the temple of the Lord at night.
今天早上我们要用夜间站在耶和华殿中的为题目。
What do you usually do at night?
我们通常在夜间做什么呢?
Of course, most of us will stay at home and of course is at rest, is sleeping.
相信多数的人都是在家里休息，在睡觉。
Especially for the past week, I think it's not a good time to go out at night.
特别我们在上个礼拜的天气，晚上实在是不适合出门的。
I remember when I came back on Monday night, the wind chill factor was so high, the airplane was shaking like a roller coaster.
那么我还记得上个礼拜一回到温哥华的时候，飞机降落的时候，因为风太大，所以感觉好像在坐云霄飞车一样。
And the whole week during the night weeknights is raining and windy and all the trees, most of the trees falling out and there's no electricity outside.
紧接下来一个礼拜，大家都有听说或者经验到大风使得树枝折断、电线折断，那么导致很多地方都停电。
So during the night, if you sit at home, open the fireplace, feel warm, and think you are the most blessed person in the whole world.
所以在晚上这样的时候，最适合就是大家全家坐在一起，围着火炉，这是最好的。
However, when people are resting at home, there are some people who still stand in the temple of the Lord during the middle of the night.
当我们在家休息的时候，当然在圣经里面告诉我们，在夜间有人站在耶和华神的殿。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 134.
我们看诗篇134篇。
The book of Psalm 134.
诗篇第134篇。
Verse 1 to 3.
第一节到第三节，诗篇134篇第一节，神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的，你们当称颂神。第二节，你们当向圣所举手称颂神。第三节，愿造天地的神从锡安赐福给你们。
This is the topic. This is the passage we'll use to for our mutual encouragement.
今天我们要用134篇当成我们今天早上的分享的主题。
Who are the people standing in the temple of the Lord during the middle of the night?
那在这边到底是谁在夜间站在神的殿中呢？
So first we must look from the historical perspective.
首先我们要从历史的角度来看。
At that time,Who stood during the temple of the night?
我们要从历史的角度来看，在那个时候，谁在夜间会站在神的殿？
There was a group of people, specially have this duty of singing hymns to the Lord.
从历史的角度来看，在那个时候，圣殿当中有一群人在夜间负责诗颂的。
Let's turn to the book of First Chronicle, chapter 6.
我们请看到
历代之上。
历代之上。
First Chronicle chapter 6:31.
历代志上第六章第一节。
三十一节。First Chronicle chapter 6 verse 31 to 32.
历代志上第六章第三十一节。历代志上第六章三十一节，约柜安设之后，大卫派人在神殿中管理歌唱的事。三十二节，他们就在会幕前当歌唱的差。及至所罗门在耶路撒冷造了神的殿，他们便按着班次供职。
David organized the choir standing in the tabernacle to sing hymn to the Lord.
在这里，这节告诉我们很清楚，大卫派人也安排人在这个约柜前面来安置歌唱的事。
So that has become a practice carry on to even Solomon time.
从这个时候开始，这件事情甚至一直来到所罗门建着圣殿之后，还继续存在。
And when the temple was built, that become a more organized event.
当神的殿造好之后，那么整个神殿里面的秩序越来越有次序的时候。
Let's turn to chapter 9, the same book, chapter 9, verse 33.
同样一本书，历代志上第九章第三节。
三十三节。First Chronicle, chapter 9, verse 33.
历代志上第九章第三十三节，第三十三节，他们族弟兄歌侠子孙中有管理陈设饼的，每安息日预备摆列。三十三节，歌唱的有利未人的族长，住在属殿的房屋，昼夜供职，不做别样的工。
Now here tell us there are some Levites just specialized in singing hymn in the temple of God.
在这里告诉我们，有特别利未人来这边特别来做 这个失送的事情。
And they do not do other duties.
他们不做别样的工作。
They just sing hymns to praise the Lord.
他们只唱诗来歌颂神。
Let's turn to chapter 15, verse 16.
我们再来看十五章的第十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 16.
第十五章的第十六节。十五章的第十六节。大卫吩咐利未人的族长，派他们歌唱的弟兄和琴瑟和拔作乐，欢欢喜喜的大声歌颂。
So here, David told us that the Bible tells us that David not only established the choir, but they also used different kind of instrument in the temple of the Lord to praise God.
在这边更进一步，圣经告诉我们，大卫不只是安排人唱诗歌颂神，并且利用乐器来歌颂。
And not only that, let's read verse 22.
不止如此，我们继续看到下面22节，利未人的族长基拿尼亚是歌唱人的首领，又训练人歌唱，因为他精通此事。
So not only somebody is singing, but they keep training other people to sing hymns to praise God.
在这边不止安排人能够诗颂，而且还派人能够担任训练的工作。
So this tells us this is very important work in the temple.
因此，从这几节看来，我们知道了这件事情在神的殿中是一件重要的事。
Sometimes when we come to church, we are so used to singing hymns before we service. We sing one after the sermon, we sing another hymn.
我每次来教会，大家都非常习惯的聚会前、聚会后各有一首诗。
But have we ever pondered about what is the meaning behind singing hymn?
我们是不是有真的想过，每次我们站起来唱诗背后的真正意义是什么？
Actually, singing hymn is a kind of worship to the Lord.
因此，因为唱诗颂也是聚会赞美神的一部分，侍奉的一部分。
And David emphasized singing hymn to God is so important.
大卫在这边也特别强调，歌颂赞美神是一件很重要的事。
Why?
为什么?
Because in the past he had experience.
因为在过去他有这样的经验。
When he was a small boy,
当他还年轻小孩的时候,
he was only a shepherd.
他只是一个牧羊人。
But he liked to play the harp.
但是他喜欢弹琴。
He liked to sing songs to praise God.
他喜欢唱诗赞美神。
At that time there was a king.
那个时候有这么一个国王。
The king was called Saul.
那么那个人叫扫罗。
At the beginning he was good.
在刚开始，这个王是个好王。
However, at the end, he became bad.
但是这个王到后期却是一个不好的王。
He became proud.
他变成骄傲了。
He was possessed by the evil spirit.
这个王被恶魔的灵给占有了。
So people are thinking, how can we have this king?
那么人们就想说，我们怎么可以有这么样的一个国王呢？
And people think about, oh, this small boy David, he can play harps, he can sing song.
全国人开始想说，有这么一个小男生会弹琴，会歌颂神。
So they brought David to King Saul.
因此他们带着大卫来到皇宫见扫罗王。
Played him.
能够为他弹琴。
And the Bible recorded there.
那圣经有记录这一段的故事。
As soon as David started to sing, David started to play the harps.
那么当大卫开始弹琴唱诗的时候，
the devil left Saul immediately.
那么这个属恶魔的灵立刻离开了国王。
So powerful.
这么强的歌颂的力量。
So this tells us one point.
所以在这里告诉我们一点重点。
Singing hymns is not just merely musical enjoyment.
在教会里，在唱诗这个事情不只是一个音乐的事情而已。
We know music is spiritual.
我们都知道音乐是一个属灵的事。
If there's godly music, then God's spirit is inside. God's power is inside.
那么属神的歌就有属神的灵的存在。
Even when the song is sung, devil will be cast away.
那么就好像圣经里面说大卫的事情一样，当大卫一唱诗，可以驱除恶魔。
This is very powerful.
非常有力的。
But in the opposite,
但是相反的而言
，a worldly music, bad music, can also have the work of devil there.
这个世界上所有奇奇怪怪的音乐，各种不好的音乐，在这个音乐当中也有不好的灵存在。
There was a young brother.
有这么一个年轻的弟兄。
He liked to listen to heavy metal, rock and roll.
那么他喜欢这些重金属的音乐。
Of course, we know this. Or there's many different kinds of pop music.
当然，我们都知道这种所谓流行音乐有各式各样的。
But we know that the heavy metal, rock and roll, the lyrics inside is really bad, really corrupted.
但是属于重金属类的流行音乐，在这个字眼上面其实都是不好的字眼。
And people have been telling him you shouldn't listen to this kind of music. This pollute your heart.
很多人在旁边都提醒他，你不该再听这样的音乐，因为这样的音乐、这样的字词，事实上会污染你的心呢。
He said, "Why? I want freedom."
他回答说：“我只是想听音乐，我应该有这个自由才对。
”Keep listening to this kind of heavy metal music.
所以他继续的听这样的属于重金属的音乐。
At the time, he became more and more polluted in his mind.
那么相对的，他的心，他的整个思想都被这样的音乐给污染。
One day, he was playing this music.
那么有一天他就在这个玩这个音乐。
He suddenly feel there's something strange.
他突然间感觉到很奇怪。
This is this evil force disturbing him.
因为他感觉到有一个恶魔的那个力量来打扰他。
He was so frightened.
他感觉到非常的惊吓。
He know this is something special in the music.
他知道在这个音乐里面有一种奇怪的灵的存在。
Spirit can work in the music.
因为灵可以在音乐里面工作的。
So he repented to the Lord.
所以他向神悔改。
Oh Lord, I don't want to be disturbed with these kind of things.
他求神能够帮助他不要再被这样的事情给打搅。
So from that day, he changed his music.
因此从那天开始，他不再听这样的音乐。
Listen to godly music.
他开始听诗歌的音乐。
And we also hear when in our church, when we try to cast out demons.
我们曾经也听过在教会里面为了要能够
赶鬼。We know, besides praying, we always sing hymn 168. Cast out demon, we are a Christian soldier.
有时候我们在这样的事情上，我们常常拿168首这首诗来做我们的后盾。
So we know hymn is very special.
所以我们知道诗歌在这方面有特别的效用。
The Spirit of God is working inside.
因为神的灵在这个诗歌里面存在。
So that's why David and Solomon during the temple times organized so many people specially singing hymn.
所以从大卫到所罗门王都特别的安排唱诗的人在神的圣殿里面服事。
Today our church ministry should also emphasize in this aspect.
所以今天我们在教会的事工上也要特别专注跟专心在这些事情。
When we talk about singing hymn, we think that, oh, I did not sing very well, I should not join the choir.
有人认为一谈唱诗，哎呀，我的声音不好，所以我不应该参加诗班才对。
Actually, we don't need to have a very angelic voice to join the choir.
参加诗班不是代表你一定很会唱诗才可以参加诗班。
And also doesn't mean you must join the choir in order to join in this ministry.
那么也不是说我们为了要能够参加诗班，所以特别来参与这样的工作。
I remember when we were in Calgary many years ago.
我记得多年前我还在卡加利的时候。
At that time there was still no prayer house.
在那个时候，甚至那个地区都还没有祈祷所。
Only 10-15 members are there.
在那里只有大概10-15个人一起聚会。
After Sabbath service.
在安息日聚会完毕。
The youth have just gathered around the piano.
在那个时候，一些青年大家一起围在钢琴旁。
And then we can sing whole night.
我们可以整个晚上都唱诗。
Outside is -30.
外面的天气是-30。
Everything is frozen.
每一样东西都结冰了。
He said in Calgary, we don't need a freezer during the winter time. We buy the grocery, just put outside, it's frozen.
那样的温度，我们买东西都不用放在冰箱里，放外面就可以了。
But inside the temperature was so hot.
但是在屋内的温度却非常的火热。
We feel that the love of God is within us when we sing the hymns.
因为当我们唱诗的时候，我们可以感觉到神的爱就在我们的心中燃烧。
We feel so touched.
我们感觉到非常的感动。
So have we ever enjoyed this kind of fellowship?
我们是不是真的能？是不是曾经享受过这样的感动呢？
Now, here tell us there are some special people join the choir in the temple.
在这边告诉我们，他们特别选特别的人来参加诗颂的工作。
Somebody train them.
而且有人训练。
Now we always think, what should we do when we train the choir?
有时候我们想说，我们要训练一个诗班，该怎么训练呢？
Maybe we should voice training 声乐的
当然，我们要从发声开始。
Maybe some people saying we should have a very good, beautiful dress.
有的人会认为我们应该要穿得很整齐、很漂亮。
Maybe we should sing 3 parts, 4 parts.
我们应该唱第一部、第三部、第四部，通通都有。
But let's look at what is the main thing in the train the choir in the time of David.
但在这整个事工上面，我们看说在大卫那个时候怎么样来做这样的事工。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 27.
我们再看回历代志上15章27节，十五章二十七节，大卫和抬约柜的利未人，并歌唱的人的首领基拿尼亚以及歌唱的人都穿着细麻布的外袍，大卫另外穿着细麻布的以弗德。
Here tell us the hymnal, the choir, they all they wear is fine linen.
在这边告诉我们，唱诗的人都穿着细麻布的外袍。
We know in the Bible, fine linen represent a very good character, very good deeds.
我们都知道，从旧约里面，细麻布就代表了一个非常好、非常圣洁的行为。
This tells us, in order for a choir or anyone to sing him to touch people's heart,
要让一个诗班能够用诗歌感动人的心，
it's not only by techniques,
并不是单单代表的技巧而已。
The most important thing is the spirit.
最重要的是呢，歌声里面所带出来的灵的感动。
Because we know only God can touch people.
因为我们都知道，只有神的灵能够感动人的心。
If we want our hymn to touch people,
如果要用我们的歌声能够感动人的心
，God must touch the people himself.
那么神的灵就要借着歌声能够感动那个人的心。
Otherwise, we are just singing normal music.
要不然我们就像一般人唱歌一样。
How can we ask the Lord to touch the heart of the people?
我们如何求神借着我们的声音能够感动人呢？
Here tell us we must wear fine linen.
在这里大卫已经举了一个很好的例子，要穿细麻布的外袍。
Spiritual cultivation of the choir of the people who sing him is the key point.
细麻布的外袍也就代表了在唱诗的这一班人的属灵的行为以及属灵的灵修是非常重要的。
There was a testimony.
有这么一个见证。
In Taiwan, there's a choir.
在台湾有这么一组诗班。
They practice.
他们常常受训。
They are preparing an evangelical event in the park, in open air.
他们在准备在公园、在户外做一个诗歌的布道。
And they know if they sing in the open air, no matter how well you sing, the environment, the sound effect will not be very well.
大家都知道，如果在一个公开、应该户外的场合唱诗，不管你声音多好、多大声，其实效果都不好。
But they know we are doing this for God.
但是他们都知道，他们做这件事情是为神而做。
We ask the Lord to touch the heart of the people.
他们所要求的是求神借着他们的声音来感动人。
So they pray so much before going out.
因此，他们在节目开始之前，他们很尽心的祷告。
For a long time, they've been praying for this event.
他们花了很长、很久远的时间计划，而且长期为这个事情祷告。
And on that day, they went out to the park to sing the evangelical event.
那么时间到了，他们也来到这个公园、这个公开场合。
Get what's happened?
我们看什么？发生什么
样的事情？ When they sing the hymn, all of the members of the choir, they were so touched themselves.
当他们在唱诗的时候，这些唱诗的诗班自己都感觉到非常感动。
They even cried themselves.
他们在唱诗的时候甚至流下眼泪。
Because before they touch other people, God has touched them already.
因为在神借着他们的歌声感动别人之前，神已经借着他的灵感动那些唱诗的人。
And then, of course, the listener shall be touched.
当然，这个歌声就要感动在座听众。
So today we must understand this point.
所以今天我们要了解这个重点。
Whether our hymns, our music can touch other people,
是否我们的歌声能够感动人呢？
It all depends on whether we wear this holy fine linen.
都在乎于我们是否穿上属灵的细麻布外袍。
There are so many pop star or opera singer out there sing better than us.
我们都知道，现在电视上、世界上许许多多会唱歌的人都唱得比我们好。
However,Only the pure spirit can touch the people.
但是话说回来了，只有神属灵纯正的灵才能够感动人的心。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians chapter 3.
我们请看到哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 16.
哥罗西书第三节第三章第十六节。
Colossians 3:16 to 17.
哥罗西书第三章第十六节开始。当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。十七节，无论做什么
16 is okay. 好 ，Here tell us, Bible tell us, we should use all kind of wisdom to put the word of God in our heart.
在这边告诉我们，我们要用各样的智慧将基督的道理放在心里。
What does it mean, all kind of wisdom?
什么叫做用各样的智慧
？All kind of wisdom, that means all kind of channel, all kind of method.
各样的智慧，也就是今天我们在世界上能够找到各样的方法、各样的形式。
If there is no technology,
如果今天没有科技
，we can only sit here to listen to the word of God 1 or 2 hours every week.
我们只能够坐在这个地方听神的道理，每一个礼拜1到2小时。
It's not very enough.
这不够的。
However, we use wisdom.
但是今天我们用智慧。
In the past, we have cassette sermon cassettes.
过去我们都看过这个布道可以变成录音带。
And later they become the visual CD, audio CD.
那么再下来变成音乐的这种 CD.
And now become MP3 file.
那么现在越来越缩小了，可以变成这种音乐的 MP3 来扮演这样的角色。
One DVD can hold a few hundred of sermons.
一个小小的高单位的 DVD 可以存在许许多多的见证跟。这个布道
and then we can convert to MP3 file. You can use your MP3 player, small one, and then put on your pocket to listen to it.
然后我们可以把它收录在我们个人的这种音乐仪器当中呢，带在路上，带在身上就可以听。
Every day when we travel on the road, we can listen.
每天我们在路上跑，我们都可以听的。
This time when I go to South America, I bring a few DVD with them.Few hundred of sermon, they can always listen.
这次我到南非的时候，我带了许许多多的 DVD 给他们。这里面有上千个聚会的聚会的正道。
And then also one file, one disc can contain 530 hymns.
那么有时候一个 DVD 可以带500多首的赞美诗都没有问题。
They are so happy to receive it.
他们非常高兴接到这样的科技的产品。
Really, try next time at your house.
也许我们下一次可以在家里试试看。
Try next time when you are driving.
或是在开车的时候试试看。
When you are downcast,
那么我们感得到非常的寒心，非常的沮丧的时候，
we are very,
或是我们担心的时候
we try to play the hymns.
我们试试看播放这样的诗歌来听听
Godly music.
那么属神的音乐
surely shall revive our soul.
那么一定会得到神的安慰
So those people, the worker of God, the servant of the Lord, is the one who singing hymns in the temple.
所以那些人被安排在神的殿中，站在那边为神诗颂。
So in today's term, secondly, who are the servant of the Lord?
那么今天我们看看在现在的教会里面，谁是神的仆人呢？
Who are the one who are standing in the temple of the Lord at night?
那么谁是神的仆人？又怎么谁要站在夜间神的殿里面呢？
So what does night represent?
夜间代表什么？
Night represent difficulties.
那么夜间代表是困难，
hardship，
痛苦，
persecution，
以及逼迫，
sickness，
或是生病，
loneliness，
或是孤单。
This is called night.
那这个叫做夜间。
So who are the ones standing in the night?
所以谁要站在夜间呢？
This means those who are in the loneliness, in the problem, in the troubles.
所以也就是说，站在夜间的人都是经历这些孤单、寂寞、痛苦、受逼迫的人。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
我们请看但以理书。
The book of Daniel, chapter 6.
但以理书第六章。
Daniel chapter 6, we have heard this story long before.
但以理书第六章的故事是大家耳熟能详的。
The king have a decree that nobody should pray in a 30 days period.
在但以理时代，那个国王告诉有一个特别一个禁令，不可以向其他的人跪拜。
30天之内。However, Daniel continued to pray to God.
但是我们都知道，但以理不担心这个问题，继续为向神祷告。
So somebody accused Daniel.
所以当然就有人要控告但以理。
So Daniel have no choice.
那么但以在没有选择的情况之下
So was put to the lion's den.
因此按照法律规定就必须要丢在狮子坑里。
But the king didn't want him to be killed.
但是国王却不愿意这样好人被杀死。
But there's no choice.
但是法令是这样子。
Let's turn to chapter 6, chapter verse 16 to 18.
我们看到第六章第十六节，王下令人就把但以理带来扔在狮子坑中。王对但以理说：“你所常侍奉的神，他必救你。”十七节，有人搬石头放在坑口，王用自己的玺和大臣的印封闭那坑，使惩办以但以理的事毫无更改。十八节，王回宫，昼夜进食，无人拿乐器到他面前，并且睡不着觉。
Sometimes when I read this passage, I was very touched.
当有时候我看到这几节圣经的时候，我感觉到非常感动。
The king was a Gentile.
这个国王是个外邦人。
The king was not a God believer.
这个国王不是信神的人。
However, we can see what kind of emotion he showed to his subject Daniel.
对一个不信神的国王来说，他为什么要把他当他把但以理放到狮子坑里面，他的心里想什么？
He was so struggle in his heart.
在他心里面，你可以看到矛盾。
He can see, he can share the sorrow and grief of Daniel.
他可以感觉，他可以甚至感觉到但以理的痛苦跟难过。
So that's why during that night when he went back to the palace.
所以这边说到，当他当天晚上回到皇宫以后
，whole night he didn't sleep.
中夜他没有办法睡觉
，whole night he didn't eat.
中夜进食
，whole night he didn't enjoy music.
中夜没有享受任何的乐器
，why？
为什么?
Because Daniel was in the lion's den during that night.
因为那个时候的但以理就被关在狮子坑中。
And the king's his soul, his heart, his spirit go out with him.
但是这个国王的心却跟着但以理在那个狮子坑中。
Of course, he was not a God believer. He didn't know how to pray or request to God.
就像我们刚才所说的，这个王并不是一个信神的王，所以他不知道怎么样求靠神。
However, he showed this kind of attitude.
但是我们看到他在这几节当中他的心态的转变。
So today, how about us who knows God?
所以看看我们，反观我们今天，我们都是信神、知道神的人。
When we see brother and sister are in darkness,
当我们看到弟兄姐妹在黑暗当中的时候
，When we know that they are suffering,
当我们知道他们就像在狮子坑中在受苦难的时候
，What kind of attitude have we demonstrated?
那么我们的态度、我们的心态如何？
We have to ask ourselves.
我们必须要问问自己了。
Paul, we know he was a very strong worker of God.
我们都知道保罗是相当努力、勤奋工作神的工人。
He has been preaching his whole life.
那么他终身都在为神的道理努力。
However, during his last moment, he was very, very lonely.
但是当他到晚年到最后的时候，他事实上是非常寂寞孤单的。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Timothy.
我们请看
提摩太
后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书的第四章。
16.
提摩太后书的第四章的第十六节。
Second Timothy 4:16.
提摩太后书第四章第十六节，我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助，竟都离弃我，但愿这罪不归于他们。第十七节，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见，我也从狮子口里被救出来。十八节，主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
There was the last few words of Paul.
我们看到这里是保罗在最后的几段话。
Sometimes we think he's very strong.
有时候我们感觉到保罗是一个非常强烈的人格、
很坚强的
一个人。
However, is he very strong?
但是我们在这里看到他的坚强好像不见了。
Yes, he is strong, but he also feels lonely.
他虽然很坚强，但是他还是感觉到很孤单的。
Verse 16, he said, when I try to defend myself in the court, but nobody come to the court to support me.
16节那边说到他最开始为自己申诉的时候，但是没有人前来帮忙的。
He feels exceedingly lonely.
在这里感觉到特别的孤单。
So what is the most difficult feeling?
所以在人的心里面，什么是最难过的感觉？
Not sickness.
不是生病哦。
However, it's the loneliness in the sickness.
而是在生病当中那种寂寞孤独的感觉。
When you are sick, nobody comes to see you. You feel very lonely.
如果你生病却加上了寂寞，没有人来看你。
When you are sick, people come to visit you, pray for you, encourage you. You feel encouraged.
相反的，虽然你生病了，但是许许多人在你旁边鼓励你，帮你为你祷告的话，那个是不一样的。
So Paul believed God is with me. Jesus is standing beside me.
所以保罗说他相信主就在我的旁边。
However, he also needs someone to come to encourage him.
但是他还是需要人前来帮助。
Let's read verse 9.
我们请看第九节。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
第四章的第九节。第九节，你要赶紧的到我这里来。
Verse 10.
第十节，因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我，往帖撒罗尼迦去。格勒士往加拉太去，提多往达马太去。
Here told us, Paul requests Timothy speedily come quickly to him.
在这里保罗，我们可以看到保罗要求提摩太赶快来啊。
He didn't say, oh, Jesus is with me, so you don't have to come, you pray for me at home.
他的要求并不是说、我知道主在我旁边，所以你不用来了，只要为我祷告就好。
Jesus is with me, I know, but you must come, I'm lonely.
他说反而是说他知道主就在他的身边，但是他需要提摩太赶紧来。
So, brother and sister,
所以我们弟兄姐妹
Have we know there's anyone we know that is in the darkness, in loneliness?
在我们周遭我们是不是看见了有人在黑暗当中呢、
There was a minister.
有这么一个传道工人、
He was sick.
他生病了。
He was in a hospital.
而且住院了。
And his wife visited him.
那么他太太跟他在一起。
How do you feel?、
问他说你感觉怎么样
I feel very bad, I'm suffering.
这个传道说我感觉到很难过而且很痛苦。
And the wife said,
太太说了
You are a minister.
你是个传道、
You have been encouraged other people.
你常常鼓励劝勉人、
So how about you use the word you encourage other people, now you encourage yourself and you feel better.
你拿劝勉人安慰人的那一套呢安慰自己试试看应该会不错、
The minister said, no, it's not like this.
就传道说不是事情不是这样做的
When I'm sick, I need other people to encourage me.
当我生病了我需要别人来安慰我
Just give me strength.
要给我力量
So this is very important.
所以这个很重要的
So those who are with the worker of God standing in the temple of God at night.
所以那些神的仆人站在夜间站在神殿中的
Let's turn back to Psalm 134.
我们再看回诗篇134篇
134.
134篇
Verse 1, read again.
第一节我们再念一次神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的你们当称颂神
So they encourage him, those who are working in the temple of God.
那么他鼓励那些神的仆人在神殿中工作的人。
So, we know that the Song of Ascents, we have been studying this for the past few months.
在过去几个月我们都在研读这个上行之诗。
We know Song of Ascents represent the journey they are going to the Jerusalem.
上行之诗代表的是人们前往耶路撒冷圣城的那个路途。
And also prefigure our heavenly journey.
那么也同样的预表我们要前往天国的路途。
Now, chapter Psalm 134 is the last Psalm of the Song of Ascents.
那么在这里134篇是最后一首的上行之诗。
So that means after a long way travel, now they have arrived the temple.
经过了长途的旅途跋涉之后，最后他们已经来到了神的殿中。
But guess what did they do when they arrived at the temple?
那么看看我们看看他们到了神殿中以后做些什么事呢？
They come to the temple. The first thing they do is, oh, encourage you.
那他们来到神的殿中，第一件事情就是互相鼓励。
Encourage those who are in the darkness.
那么鼓励那些站在夜间的人。
Because they themselves also travel during the night, so they know what the night feel.
因为他们在夜间也赶路途，也知道说在夜间的感觉是什么样。
So they encourage those who are in darkness.
因此他们能够去安慰那些站在夜间的人。
Today, do we do the same?
是不是今天我们也做同样的事呢？
We come here to worship God.
今天我们来到这里敬拜神。
Sometimes we think by ourselves.
有时候我们自己这么想。
Our human is not important.Human, 人是不重要的。
人是不重要的。
We only come to see Jesus.
我们来教会，我会觉得说，我们只对的是神。
We come to pray.
我们只要来这边祷告。
Come to listen to Him.
我们来这边只要听神的听诗歌的诗颂。
And then I fulfill my duty.
然后我就尽了责任了。
However, here Bible tells a different aspect.
但是圣经在这里告诉我们不一样的观念。
Why are we here?
为什么我们要来这里
？Why we travel all the long journey？
为什么我们要长途跋涉来到神的殿
？Of course, it's for God.
当然是为了神。
But God is invisible.
但是神是看不见的。
How do we fulfill our duty to God？
但是我们如何尽我们人的本能、人的本职来对神呢
？How do we fulfill our love to God？
为我们如何来尽我们对神的爱呢
？Through the brother and sister.
事实上，要透过我们周遭的弟兄姐妹。
So we come here every week.
所以今天我们每个礼拜来到这里。
If we can try to care somebody we know who is need us to care.
我们来到这里观看四周，我们看看有谁需要我们的关怀跟协助的呢
？Talk to somebody that we do not very familiar.
我们跟那些我们还不是很熟识的人说说话。
Or during the week we can call them.
或是在这个一个礼拜当中，我们可以拿起电话打打电话。
Every week there are so many prayer requests presented here.
每次在聚会快要结束的时候，我们都向大家报告许许多多需要代祷的事。
When we hear about this, what do we feel?
当我们听到要受代祷的人，我们的心里感觉什么
？Maybe you think this is only a name.
我们有时候会觉得，哎，只是个名字而已。
I have not even met that person.
我连他人是什么样的我都不知道。
However, this is not a name.
但是这不代表名字而已。
All this have a flesh and blood.
因为这每一个名字都是带着肉身的人
and tears.
而且都流过眼泪
They are in darkness.
他们站在夜里
and what do we do?
那我们做什么呢
and secondly, second teachings,
第二个教导
those who standing in the temple of the Lord,
那些站在神殿中的人
is the one who work hard for the Lord,
是为神工作勤奋的仆人
we know that we have studied that there are two shifts of choir,In the temple.
刚才我们看过在诗歌在诗颂的这班人呢是轮班制的
They are morning shift and they are night shift.
那么他们有早班的也有晚班的
And they have been singing continuously.
所以在圣殿里面都会听到诗班在唱诗不断
And of course, working day shift is always more easier.
大家都晓得做白天班的人都是比较容易比较轻松
First of all, you don't easily fall asleep.
首先不会打瞌睡
Secondly, you work during the daytime and you sing during the daytime that many people walk around and hear your voice of music
第二白天在圣殿里面的人数众多听到这个诗歌听到我们的声音的人就多
They may even give a comment praise and encouragement say, oh, you sing very well continue, keep going
当然听到人多赞美声就会多了
However, those who work during the night shift
但是我们反观在那些拿夜班的人呢
That is a difficult, different situation.
做夜班是完全不一样的。
Those who work at night shift, we know is very lonely, it's very quiet.
我们都知道，当过夜班的人都觉得，都知道四周是安静无声，没有人的。
Especially these people who sing in the temple of the night, they sing to the air, nobody listens to them.
特别在夜间来执行唱诗的人，事实上，他们事实上是没有对象，没有观众的。
However, they know.
但是他们知道
We do not sing for people.
我们不是为人而唱
We sing for God.
我们是为神而唱
This is a very important concept.
这是一个很重要的观念
Even nobody is here.
就算在场没有观众
I sing to God.
我还是为神而唱
Because God is listening.
因为神在听啊
So no matter is evangelical service.
所以不论是不是这个布道会
We sing to God.
我们还是要向神唱诗
Is a wedding hymnal presentation.
那么也许在一个婚礼
Also it sing to God
也是向神唱诗
It didn't different than our evangelical service
不管是婚礼或是布道会我们都对象都是向神唱诗
So they work for God and very focused manner.
所以他们为神工作是一个非常专注的精神。
Even nobody listened, they didn't care.
他们专注精神到达，就算没有观众也没关系。
Today we should use the same aspect when we work for Jesus.
所以今天我们要用同样的心态来为神工作。
Of course, it is good when people praise us.
当然，我们听到一些赞美的声，这个没有错。
But however, when nobody praises us, we should continue our work.
但是当我们听不到任何赞美的声音的时候，我们还要继续工作。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4.
我们再看回到。提摩太后书
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2，
提摩太后书第四章第二节，提摩太后书第四章的第二节，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
Verse 3，
第三节，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师父。
Verse 4，
第四节，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
Verse 5，
第五节，你却要凡事谨慎。忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
Here Paul encouraged young worker Timothy.
在这里，保罗劝勉这一位年轻传道提摩太。
You must preach, no matter it's season or not in season.
首先，你要在得时不得时都要传道。
This is a very difficult teaching.
这是一个很难去了解的一个方式。
Because more people, when they preach or when they sow the seed, they expect harvest.
当传道就是要能够播种，要看到收割。
When a farmer saying, "Oh, now it's winter time. I should not sow the seed."
就像农夫一样，冬天知道不可以播种的，没有用。
However, Paul encouraged Timothy is different.
但是保罗对提摩太传道劝勉却是不同。
When you evangelize, when you preach the word, no matter it's season or no season, you have to concentrate.
在这边说到布道传道的时候，不管得不得时，都要专心。
Why?
为什么
？Sometimes people will hear you.
因为有人却在这个不得时的时候会听见。
Sometimes people do not hear you.
有时候人却听不见。
But it doesn't matter.
这个不重要的。
We do it for God.
因为我们是为神而做。
For example, we preach the gospel.
比如说我们为神布道。
Having an evangelical service.
我们有个布道会。
Sometimes we think, only one person come, two person come.
有时候我们会想说只有一两个慕道者。
Why should we do it?
我们为什么要做这个呢？
Sometimes when we try to give the flyers.
我们有时候要发传单。
People mock at us.
那么在路上有人会笑我们，会羞辱我们。
Why should we do this?
为什么我们要这么做？
But Paul encouraged Timothy.
但是保罗在这里提醒提摩太。
We do not do it for human being.
我们不是为人而做。
We do it for God.
我们是为神而做。
So we should have perseverance.
所以我们要百般的忍耐。
Exactly, because at the end time, most people will not like this pure teaching.
因为时候到的时候，尤其到最后，很多人讨厌纯正的道理。
But we have the perseverance.
但是我们有百般的忍耐。
This is the true teaching. We must continue.
因为这个是纯正的道理，所以我们要继续的传。
So we have to do. We don't care. We don't care the result.
所以因此我们要不时无时无刻都要布道，我们不管它的收成如何。
Remember, our duty is not to guarantee you must come to believe.
我们的工作并不是要保证一个人能够得救。
Our job is I sow the seed and.It depends whether you will grow.
我们的工作是传神的道理来播这个种子。
Why we always feel not easy to preach to other people?
为什么我们常常会觉得说布道给人家是一个很困难的工作？
This is the leaflet. This is the leaflet. 这个传单啊。
这个传单。
I think I should give it to you.
那么我们会觉得说我应该给这个人。
But I may think he will not come. He's so busy.
但是我们会觉得这个人可能太忙了，也许不会来。
He may not come. He's an unbeliever.
而且他可能完全不信这一套，根本不会来的。
So we always give ourselves 10 excuses, so not to reach out, not to mention God, not to mention the truth to other people.
所以当我们手拿着传单的时候，面对另外一个人，我们常常会给这个人一堆的借口，觉得说这个人不需要接受这样的道理吧。
But try to change your perspective.
但是我们一定要改变我们这样的观念。
Our job is not guarantee you must come to believe.
我们的工作不是说保证我发了就有结果。
My job is I let you know.
我的工作只是要让你知道。
And if you are God's sheep, God will touch your heart and you'll come.
如果这个人真的是神的羊，神会亲自的感动他。
So no matter day or night, we still sing the hymns to God.
所以不论是夜班，不论是早班，都要唱诗赞美神。
We work for God.
我们为神而做。
Now also those who work at night must be specially watchful.
那么在夜间工作人特别要谨慎小心。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们请看《帖所罗尼迦前书》
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Verse 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Verse 2, 啊。
第五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
第五章第二节，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。第三节，人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇女一样，他们绝不能逃亡。
Okay, here the Bible tells us, Paul tells us, the day of the Lord is like a thief come during the night.
在这里保罗又提醒一件事情，主来的日子就好像夜间的贼来一样。
We know the day of the Lord means Jesus' second coming to judge the world, to destroy the whole world.
我们都知道主再来的日子也就是他第二次审判这个世界的日子。
再
临的日子。
It's like the thief come during the night.
这边他形容好像夜间的贼一样。
We know nowadays in Vancouver it's not very safe. There's many not only break-in but home invasion.
我们大家都听过，最近在温哥华的治安并不是很好，不只是小偷，而且有闯空门的，抢劫的。
Of course, we know those thieves will not say call you. Hey, are you at home now? Okay, tonight I'll come and make an appointment. So wait for me.
当然，贼不会打电话跟你说我今天晚上要来，所以跟你约个时间见个面。
You come when you are not expected.
他们贼来的时间总是我们想不到的时间。
So we always think, Jesus come, nobody know, just like the day of the thief.
所以我们常常会想，主来的日子就像贼一样，我们完全想不到。
But is it true?
是不是真的这样？
Half true, the day of the Lord is just like thief, but not for us who are believer.
在这边只对了一半，主来的日子确实像贼来的一样，会给我们想不到的时间，但是不是对我们而言。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
第四节我们再来看，弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。
Verse 5.
第五节，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子，我们不是属黑夜的，也不属幽暗的。
Verse 6.
第六节，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒警守。
Here Paul explained, the day of the Lord is like a thief, it's not for believers, but for unbelievers.
在这里保罗更进一步解释，主来的日子像贼一样，不是对我们而言，是对其他未信主的人。
Unbeliever now, they're enjoying themselves, partying, drinking, indulging themselves with sins.
那么未信主的人每天生活在这些娱乐罪恶当中。
They don't know Jesus coming.
当然他们不警醒，也不晓得神什么时候要再来。
Of course, when Jesus comes, they will be caught surprise.
当然神再来的日子，他们就好像觉得是贼来的日子一样。
But we are not like this.
但是我们却不是这样的生活。
We are the son of the light.
今天我们是光明之子。
We know when will Jesus come.
我们是白天之子，所以我们知道神什么时候要来。
So just like those who sing in the temple of God during the night.
那么就好像在夜间唱诗当夜班的一样。
Other people are sleeping.
那么其他人在睡觉。
They cannot sleep.
但是他们不能睡觉。
We know if you work at a night shift, the bad things you can do is you fall asleep.
那么我们都知道，当夜班最糟糕的就是打瞌睡了。
When you fall asleep, if you operate machine, when fall asleep, the whole factory went down.
那么打瞌睡之后，紧接下来后果就不堪设想了。
If you are fall asleep, if a watchman fall asleep, then a thief will come to steal everything.
如果你当了警卫打瞌睡了，那么贼来了，你当然不知道。
If you become a Christian.
如果我们是基督徒
If you fall asleep,
如果我们在基督徒的生活当中打瞌睡了
Spiritually fall asleep,
那么在属灵的生活上打瞌睡了
We lose our blessing,
那么当然我们就失去了所有的祝福
We lose our salvation,
那么我们就失去了我们所应该得到的救恩
So, here tell us we should be remain vigilant, remain watchful
所以在这边告诉我们很重要的要警醒警守
So who can keep watch? Who should keep watch?
所以谁应该当这个当警醒的人呢
If we are the husband in the family,
如果我们是家里的先生丈夫
We have to remain watchful for our whole family. Pray for them.
我们当然对这个家就要非常警醒警守了
If we are RE teachers,
如果今天我们是宗教教育老师
We have to remain watchful for other students.
那我们对我们这一班的小朋友就要警醒警守了
If we are church workers,
如果今天我们是为神工作的人
We have toBe watchful for the flocks.
那么我们就要对我们这一群羊警醒警守。
Other people fall asleep, but we cannot fall asleep.
别人可以打瞌睡，我不可以打瞌睡的。
This is very important.
这是重要的观念。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们请再看到希伯来书第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17.
希伯来书第十三章第十七节。
Hebrews 13, 17.
希伯来书第十三章第十七节，你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂 时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
Here, the book of the author of the book of Hebrew encouraged the members.
在这里，希伯来书的作者来提醒、劝勉这些信徒。
You need to be obedient to those who guide you.
那么你要顺服那些啊引导你们的人。
Who are the one who guide you?
谁引导你们
？Elder。
当然是长老、
Deacons,
执事、
Preachers,
那么传道者
and also church board workers,
当然是这些职务会里面的人
or the other holy workers,
或是一些担任圣工的人
because they have remained watchful for your soul,
因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻在警醒、啊、
Just like in future, you have an account book, see Jesus, Jesus has an account book.
那我们就好像日后我们要见神，我们有一本书要跟神对账的。
For example, Jesus will ask me,
好像主耶稣问我
or ask the deacons or the elders or the church workers
或者随便问一位长老执事或是教会职务会的人员
Vancouver, so many church members
一打开本子教会里温哥华教有这么多的信徒
Jesus asked me
主耶稣问我
What about this one?
这个人你认不认识
Yes, I know, I know him but he never come church
我知道这个人但是他好像从来没来教会
If Jesus asked me about this
如果主耶稣问我这样的问题
If IHave joy when I represent the account book to Jesus.
当我很高兴的将这本书呢，来告诉这个本子告诉主耶稣。
Thank God, Jesus. Wow, all the Vancouver church members very active.
我很开心的就交给他，因为呢，所有的信徒在这个本子上面都非常的爱神、爱神、爱人。
Preach the gospel.
而且能够传福音。
And happily give back the account book to Jesus.
那么今天我很高兴的将这本册子呢交回给主耶稣。
I thought this very good for me.
那么我觉得我的工作完成而且非常好。
And also very good for you too.
而且对所有在本子里面的人都是好处。
Because we are fervent in the Lord.
因为我们都对神接近热心。
However, if I present the account book to Jesus.
今天我拿了这个册子给了主耶稣。
Jesus, sorry.
主耶稣觉得非常难过了。
Half of the member, no matter how I visit him, still no come.
那么我告诉他说，这有一半的信徒，我怎么样看他就是不来教会。
Then I have worry.
那么我就要担心了。
So here, the author, if the worker present to Jesus the account book, if they are worry, then also no good for you too.
所以今天如果要交这个账本给主耶稣的时候，那么他们忧愁了，那么对所有的人都没有任何益处了。
So they are watchful for your soul.
所以因此这些工作人就是为大家的灵魂警醒。
So you should listen to them.
所以我们要听他们的。
So elder deacons, preachers.
所以我们看到长老执事这些工作人员。
They try the best to guide us.
他们是尽自己的能力，尽自己最大能力来引导大家。
They are the ones singing alone sometimes in the middle of the night.
他们常常就是站在夜间唱诗那个单独的人。
So anyone hear their voice?
我们是不是真的听到他们在夜里的声音呢？
We have to listen.
我们必须要仔细听了。
So now, let's in conclusion, let's turn back to Psalm 134.
最后，我们再看回诗篇134篇。
Now verse 3 is the reply of the one who are singing.
在第三节这边告诉我们说，
这个是诗班的人回复。
诗班的人的回复。
Let's read verse 3.
第三节我们看到。愿造天地的神从锡安赐福给你们。
This is a very beautiful picture.
这里看到我们看到一个非常美好的图画。
Verse 1, verse 2 is the pilgrimage, 那个朝圣者 they come to encourage the work of God.
那么第一节、第二节，我们看到这些朝圣者来到圣殿了，来仰望神。
To encourage the work of God.
那么来这个安慰、鼓励他们。
神的工人。
神的工人。
And then the work of God bless them. Oh, may the Lord bless you from Zion.
那么第三节这边相反的，神的工人就告诉他们说。神要从锡安赐福给你们。
They have reached the climax. They have reached the temple.
那么这个时候。大家都在圣殿里面达到最好的场景。
Everybody is blessed.
那么大家都得到祝福。
May the Lord bless all of us.
愿神祝福大家。
Let's sing hymn 127.
我们请唱诗127首。